Hey there, private practice success community. Gerda here. How are you going on this Tuesday afternoon? Let me make sure I am in the correct Facebook group. When you have a few Facebook groups that you're running, you need to make sure you're in the right one, right? Because I've actually just hopped out of the Next Level Mastermind group where I was doing a training for that group on problem solving your wait list. And yes, I am in the right group, it seems. Hey Salema, how are you? Glad to have you join me live. Let's see who else might be joining me. What are you up to today, Salema? How has your Tuesday been? Mine has been pretty productive, I would think. Just basically mostly stuff that I've been doing on the computer. Emailing back and forth, organizing some stuff for the Inner Circle retreat coming up in June, speaking to people about Ignite Your Practice. I spoke to my accountant, doing all those things that you do on your laptop and on your phone, right? And then I've just done that training in Next Level Mastermind. But I wanted to hop on here and speak to you guys as well. I literally have not 15, 30 minutes. It's now 3:15. I have until 3:45 because on the dot, a quarter to four. Sorry, my brain ain't working. It is 3:15 now. I have 30 minutes until 3:45 before my three kiddos will be bursting in the front door from school, and then it's all over, Red Rover, right? They will be coming in here and they will be wanting to run the live stream and being all funny and all of that stuff. So I thought I've got 30 minutes. I'm going to speak to you guys. I was actually in this group yesterday as well. So if you haven't watched yesterday's live stream, please do so because I actually shared with you a bit of a behind the scenes take. I had my management team here at home, which is Private Practice Success HQ. So Chelsea was here, Ash was here, as well as Steph, and we spoke about some of the things that we were working on yesterday. So today I want to talk about something different. Hey Shell, how are you? Good to have you here as well. And today's a bit of a mindset thing, something that I really want you to reflect on, right? Because the thing is, and I think a lot of us are like this. I sure know that I'm like this. We are people that like to focus on strategies, on tactics, stuff that we can do, that we can implement, things that's going to move the needle on our practice growth, those concrete things, right? But every now and then, guys, it is really important to step back and go, okay, what is happening for me, the person that is running this show, right? What is happening for me as the individual who is now a practice owner? Who might be stepping things up and going from solo to hiring their first team member, maybe a second one, now hiring an admin person. You know, I've just done that training in Next Level Mastermind. People have got a full caseload. What do they do with waitlists? Somebody now having to start thinking strategically outside the box. And what's happening for me, my own growth as an individual? Because it is so important. And I can tell you this for a fact that the person you are when you start your practice for the first time as a solo practitioner versus the person that you are at a level five private practice, it's a very different person. Yes, inherently, in terms of your values, your personal characteristics, you're still you, right? But in terms of the growth, the personal and professional growth that occurs as a result of going on this journey of starting a business, stepping into that business owner, CEO, entrepreneur role is a completely different person, right? And I think it's I, not I think I know it's really, really important for you to make the time to step back and go, where am I on that road? What is happening for me? You know, and what's going on? What have I learned? What new meanings and purpose do I have? And what have I pivoted? And how am I better for all of this? Because this road is really tricky. It's hard, it's difficult, it's challenging, but it's adventurous, it's inspiring, it's empowering, it's motivating, and it changes you as a result. As a result of all those things, it changes you. And it is always my hope that it will change you for the better, that it will make you more resilient, that it will make you a more strategic thinker, that it will make you, you know, just a better version of who you already are because of going through these challenges. Hey Denise, how are you going? Is this the first week, Denise, that Haven is open? If it is, where's the champagne? Where's the champagne? And we need to have congratulations if that is so. Hey Winnie, how are you? How's things in Melbourne? I am very well, thank you for asking. So, and that is the purpose, guys, of today, is to get you guys to, maybe whilst you're listening to this recording, or, you know, if you're just listening to it on the train or in the car whilst driving, or do what I do, I listen to a lot of videos just in my ears. I treat it like a podcast whilst I'm hanging up the laundry, right? I want you to really come back to it and really reflect and maybe do some journaling on it. June is fit out. Oh, very exciting. Very exciting. You need to take before and after pictures, Denise. I want to see it. Before and after. And what I would do actually on your Facebook page, now that we're talking about it, is do the whole journey and share it with your Facebook community from, this is the empty shell to this is all the stuff that we're doing. All right. So I want you to reflect on this. So I have spent a lot of time of late reflecting on what do I see in my practice owners. So if you've read my book, if you've been to my in-person events, my one-day training, my masterclass, you will know that I have looked in depth at the development of a private practice, right? Level 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, what's the markers of each stage of development. So now, more recently, I've spent more time really looking at us as practice owners. So that was the business, but as practice owners, what is that journey of growth, of professional and personal growth and development that we go through, right? And I want to share that with you. I want you to reflect on it and really start thinking, where are you on this journey, right? Hey, Caroline, thanks for joining. So let me just see, because this is flipped around so you can actually read. So what I want to do is this. Okay. So the way I see it is this, that once you make that decision, you're going to go, there's four stages really that you go through as a business owner, right? How high up can I write? So, and down here. So I'm going to start here. This is the clinician. All right, clinician. That's number one. So you are a clinician when you are a psychologist, an OT, speech pathologist, dietitian, nutritionist, whatever it is that your discipline is. That is you as a clinician. Another word that business, more corporate businesses would use is you're a technician. You're doing the actual work. All right, so this might be you as a clinician working for the health department, for public service, community centers, for NGOs. You might be working for another private practice. You might be working at a school. All you are, you're the technician. You're doing the actual work and you're a clinician in your discipline. So here you are not a business owner, right? So these are the guys that are in my How to Start a Private Practice programs. That is my Starting a Successful Private Practice Facebook group. It's people that have that dream, that yearning, that desire to start their own practice, but they haven't done it as yet. And these guys, they need to get that drive and motivation. They need to get that courage to leap and say, yes, I'm doing this thing. And then they start their own private practice. Denise, you have just done this. Is Denise still with us? You have just done the leap. Denise have left her full-time job as a clinician working for, and I suspect an NGO, if memory serves me right. Hey Claire, how are you? And she's made the jump and she's now become a business owner. Let's put that here. Business owner. So she said she's doing fit out, all of that stuff. Okay. So when you become a business owner is you start your ABN, you now have an Australian business number, and you have a business, right? Now, there's various levels of being a business owner, right? My husband had an ABN for a business and was just cancelled because he never did anything with it. Because he didn't process any money on it, didn't do any transactions, because he didn't end up doing it, right? So having an ABN makes you a business owner underneath, under the law, I guess, but it doesn't really mean you're a business owner. So it might be at this low level, or it might be where you're starting to hire a team, you're starting to take on maybe admin, you're doing all that stuff, and you're on the hamster wheel. You're on the hamster wheel of doing all the things to keep things chucking over, okay? Now, this is a pretty scary leap to do. There's a lot of fear coupled with a lot of excitement, and I think a lot of times people get those emotions confused as well, right? Moving from this one to that one. And then you're a business owner, and then it feels really good at the start and it's exciting, but again, it's scary. Every time you expand, every time you take on more responsibility and therefore take on more risk, it's very scary, okay? And I find a lot of people stay stuck at the business owner level. For me, it's like doing the things. You know, you're not doing anything wrong. You're just doing the things, the strategies, the marketing, the management, the supervision, etc., etc. Denise says, feeling so special getting a Den Focus live video from Gerda. It's my pleasure. Fear of failure, but more fear of success. I know, because what's the implications of it, right? It's so easy for your mind to say, what's the fear of failure? What's the consequences? But the consequences of success can be just as bad in your mind. In terms of what would that mean? What would that mean for my time? What would that mean for my relationships with my significant others, with my kids, with my friends? You know, all of that type of stuff that comes into play, most certainly. So, big jump, okay? And then what I find, a lot of people stay stuck here. And I actually did, I didn't even think that this was relevant earlier on. I'm so good. So this actually relates back to the blog I wrote earlier in the week on my Facebook page, and I shared it in the group. And the heading was, let's see if I can find it. It said, why you are staying stuck on the emotional roller coaster of running your practice. And when I wrote that blog, I was really speaking to people over here. Okay, I was speaking to people that's a business owner, but they're stuck on that emotional roller coaster. It's like, flip, I'm doing all the things, but things are just not getting better, right? It's because you stay stuck there. So moving from here to the next stage is just as big as a jump. It's just as scary as this, and it probably comes even less natural. Well, the verdict is out on that, but that's my current opinion. It's less natural from this to there. Because I find for us as allied health professionals, there is still that fundamental belief that even though we're scared, even though we should scared at times, we know we've got the skills, we can do this, right? Even though imposter syndrome creeps in every now and then, we still have that self-belief, okay? But going from this to the next one, I think, is maybe a tad harder. I don't know. Let me know if you agree. And this might be different for different people, right? But this is a big step up from business owner to what I call, and you might not like this term, CEO. And I'm putting it in abbreviations, okay? That is stepping into your CEO role. So it's no longer just being a business owner, right? With all due respect to my lovely fish and chips down the road store, they're a business owner. They work late hours, they run off their feet, they might be living paycheck to paycheck as a business owner, okay? They stuck there, why? Because they haven't stepped into this. They might not even know that this exists for them, right? and it's about stepping into the CEO role. And no, I do not mean with that now your nose is up in the air and you're better than everybody. That's not what I mean. This is not an elitist thing. This is not an authority thing. This is into that next level of going, you know what? I can't be in the business on a day-to-day basis. It's just not going to work. I'm not going to grow. I'm just going to stay stuck where I am. You know, now I might choose to be happy with doing all the things, being on the hamster wheel, or I can go, this no longer works for me, okay? I still want to make money. I still want to serve as many people as possible. And I'm talking about our mental health community. How can I do this better, okay? How can I do this better in smarter ways without working any harder, right? How can I make more easier decisions? Because I find in a business owner mode, especially my female practice owners, and I'm not discriminating here, but the majority of us are females. A lot of us make decisions with our heart. We've got so much empathy. We are often stuck in decision paralysis because we're wanting to be empathic. You want to take care of people. And it's like we're not able to make, or we struggle. It's not that we're not able to. We struggle to make business decisions when it comes to making business decisions. And it's almost like you have to each time go through this huge process of struggling with yourself mentally and internally before you go, yes, I'm okay with this. Whereas when you are the CEO, it's much easier to do that. And you need to be the CEO in your mind. And the CEO, you know, goes both ways. You are the leader. You are the captain of the ship. You need to lead by example. You need to inspire your people. You need to paint that brightness of future, the vision that you have for your practice. You need to describe that we are all on this bus together and that's the destination that we are going to. And I would love to have all of you on here. But that the CEO also are somebody that is a bus driver that can stop the bus, get out and go, all right, you two in the back over there, it's time to leave. It's time to get off without getting emotional, without getting defensive, without falling into a heap and crying your eyes out. Yes, been there, done that. I will admit that, you know, but that's the CEO. Being able to be respectful of your own time. You know, I often hear practice owners, business owners telling me I have no time. People are constantly making demands on me and they're saying yes to that. They are allowing that to happen where the CEO are more respectful of their own times and are better at setting boundaries with other people without looking, sounding and feeling like a bitch. Again, that's not what it is about. But it's about going that I need to remember that if I want to build this thing, okay, if it is my choice to not just be a business owner, to not stay stuck on this hamster wheel, potentially living, and a lot of practice owners do this, let's be honest about it, overpaying my team, having lots of expenses, rarely paying myself, or only every now and then, not making the money that I need to be making as a business owner. If I'm happy to stay there, that's okay. You know, that's your choice. But I want you to know that you can have more than that. But it's going to require you to step into the CEO role. And I see myself as CEO. And my management team that was here yesterday, my principal psych, my CRT team leader, which is client relationship team leader, my accounts person, Abby as well. Abby wasn't here yesterday. She had other commitments. Grace couldn't be here. Grace is my business development and operations manager for Source Health. I see all of them. And who have I forgotten? I haven't forgotten, but I'm mentioning Adam, who's my clinical team leader. I see them as my board of directors, right? That I am so lucky to have a board of directors that can challenge me, and they do challenge me, right? And that can give me input, come up with suggestions. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with me, right? And I don't do everything they tell me. And they don't do, they do everything I tell them, right? But I don't do everything that they suggest. And I will tell them why I don't think it's a good idea, but they challenge me and they come up with amazing ideas and results once they've implemented it. And that's how I look at it, that I am the CEO of this ship, and they're my board of directors, and that's what we're doing. We're running a business. We're not just being a business owner, I'm being the CEO. Kate says, I need to take my business to the next step and expand. You so do, Kate. You so do. All right, so that is CEO. Hope that makes sense. And then, what do you think is the level up from CEO? I have used this term often in my live streams. This is when you become what I refer to as an impact entrepreneur. That is when you become an impact entrepreneur, okay? Where you go, where you've been in CEO, and you need to, it's really hard to get here if you're not going through these processes. When you are an impact entrepreneur, it's about how can I duplicate? How can I create ripple effects? How can I scale my impact in this important work that we are doing that is all about helping people with mental health difficulties, right? I become an impact entrepreneur. So what is an entrepreneur? I don't have the exact definition in my mind. It's a person that sees opportunities and pursues it. It's a person that sees problems and creates solutions, right? So this could be seeing a problem, creating a solution, putting it in place, and then getting it to run all by itself, and then you go to the next thing. And then you do exactly the same thing. You see, okay, this is an opportunity or this is a problem that I can solve this. I'm gonna do it, put it in place, make sure the systems, processes, all of that stuff, it's running smoothly, go to the next thing, all right? That is how you create true impact, okay? True impact. So for me, that has been going from one group private practice to two group private practices, to starting yourpsychonline.com, that's now rebranding as Soul's Health, to starting Private Practice Success, to doing online stuff, because all of this allows me to scale the impact that I am having in my life, right? And for you, it could be whatever it is that you want to do within your discipline, your skills, your experience, the stuff that lights you up. Okay, so really what you want to do is go, where am I right now? Be as honest, as brutally honest with yourself as possible and go, okay, let's own this. Where am I? Interesting question. How long have I maybe been stuck here? Okay. If you are in this specific Facebook group, you probably, which is private practice owners, you're probably not here, right? Sometimes I do let people come in who doesn't have their practices yet, but generally, you know, you won't be here. You are probably here as a business owner, either solo or maybe you have a big team as yet. So moving from here to there is an important mindset shift, okay? It's got zero to do with strategies and tactics, okay? Really stepping into your CEO is all about this thing. It's all about mindset, okay? And then from here to there, again, mindset, okay? So that's what it really comes down to. But this is the biggest mindset jump for me personally. I think once you're at the CEO, it becomes much easier to do the impact thing because you are now good at setting boundaries and making decisions quick and fast, okay? You're not scared of taking risk anymore. You can take calculated risks, right? And you have that self-belief that even if this thing fails, even if I stuff up, it's going to be okay. It doesn't have to be a personal reflection on me. If something doesn't work, it's never a failure. It's only a learning. That's all it is. And the next thing I'm going to do even better. So this most certainly over here is the biggest jump. So your homework is brutal honesty. Where am I? How long have I been there? Do I want to stay there, yes or no? And what do I need to do to shift this? What do I need to do to step into that next level? And for most of you, that's going to be to step into that CEO mindset. What needs to happen for me? All right, so I want you to journal, reflect on that. Feel free to share your thoughts in here. Feel free to even message me privately on Facebook. Shouldn't have said that. I might get lots of messages. I might not be able to give you a very detailed response back. But even if it's just to go, Gerda, this is where I'm at. Thank you for the reflection, or you don't have to thank me, but you know what I'm saying, right? I'm happy to hear it. I just want you to make yourself acknowledge it, okay? Because awareness precedes change, and that's what needs to happen. I can hear the front door. The kids are here. Is the kids here? Oh, is that you, Abby? Oh, I still have 5 minutes. I thought it can't be them. It's just Abby coming in from outside. So really think about what needs to happen for you over there. Then before I love and leave you, seeing that I've been alerted to the fact I've got only 5 minutes left, please know that the Ignite Your Practice 6-month mentoring and coaching program is starting very, very soon, like on the 1st of June. So it's not too late to join. I am currently messaging to and fro with a couple of people. If you are interested, get onto it. Send me a message here on Facebook or email me at gerda@private-practice-success.com. This is your opportunity to work with me very, very closely. This is the closest you get to work with me, other than being in my 12-month inner circle. So this is your opportunity to work closely, get a lot of individualized, personalized input from myself. Just message me, let me know, and I'll send you all the details. Thank you so much for those that have joined me. I would love, again, as I said, to get your input on this. This just makes so much sense for me in terms of what happens for us as individuals as we go through this process. So I'd love to hear from you. I will definitely come back and listen to read all your comments. Have a fabulous rest of the week. I'll speak to you again soon. And remember, as always, all you need to do is say yes to your very own ultimate level 5 private practice. Bye for now.